This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Coloradans are being warned about the dangers of extreme cold. On this holiday, when many people are traveling or planning to attend outdoor events, while temperatures are in the single digits. One of the biggest outdoor events today is the annual Marade in Denver in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. CPR's Haley May has some tips to stay safe in the cold.
The morning will be especially cold, with temperatures forecast into the negatives with wind chill. Frostbite can occur in as little as 30 minutes in those conditions, and your fingers, toes, nose, and ears are most at risk. The event will start slightly later than planned at 10 a.m., with a short gathering in Civic Center Park before participants march to the state capitol. Organizers are urging older people, children, and those with health conditions to avoid the outdoor event and find other ways to mark King's legacy. But if you plan to march today, consider hand and foot warmers and bring a hot liquid with you. You should also understand that there may be large crowds and not enough space to warm up indoors along the route. Haley May, CPR News.
The family of a woman killed by Arvada police has settled with the city. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Court records show that the estate of Destiny Thompson agreed to a $2 million settlement from the city of Arvada last July. The pregnant mother of three was shot and killed by officers as she was leaving a motel to have lunch with her stepmother. She failed to stop for officers who surrounded her minivan while looking for a robbery suspect. Jefferson County DA Alexis King declined to file criminal charges against the officer who fired the shots. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More than 500 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with respiratory viruses in the biggest wave of illnesses since last winter. That total is down about 200 from last week, so hopefully the numbers will keep moving in the right direction. Almost 300 people are now hospitalized with flu. More than 250 patients are in with either coronavirus or RSV. This is CPR News.